Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, Apple has released a handful of software updates across all of its platforms. First and foremost, Apple has released iOS 13.5.1 with important security updates. This release follows last month's update to iOS 13.5. Apple has confirmed that iOS 13.5.1 patches a vulnerability that allowed applications to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges. Most importantly, this was the vulnerability being used by the Uncover jailbreak that we told you about last week. The Uncover jailbreak allowed users to jailbreak every iPhone and iPad model, including the latest iPhone 11, even if they were running iOS 13.5. But now, if you update to iOS 13.5.1, you won't be able to jailbreak as Apple has fixed that vulnerability. And also for developers and public beta users, Apple has released the first beta of iOS 13.5.5. Apple does not specify what new features are included in this update, but it does include bug fixes and performance improvements, and likely similar security vulnerability patches. Finally, for the Mac, Apple has released a supplemental update to macOS Catalina 10.15.5 with security improvements, as well as the first developer beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.6. A report last month said that Apple was working to offer audio stories for Apple News Plus subscribers. Now, the first beta of iOS 13.5.5 includes the hidden evidence of this feature, and 95 Mac was able to fully enable the capabilities. Apple News Plus audio will be available through the existing Apple News app, which will simply add a new audio tab along the bottom. The interface is very similar to Apple News, but as the name suggests, users will have access to several audio-recorded versions of stories instead of text. You can tap the play button to listen to all of the recent news back-to-back, or choose a specific story to play on its own. Once you choose an audio story to play, the app will show a media bar along the bottom, much like the one in the podcast app, that lets you rewind by 15 seconds, skip to the next story, or even adjust playback speed. While the audio tab will show up for all users, only Apple News Plus subscribers will have access to full stories. If you are not a subscriber, you can only listen to previews of the latest news available. We've got a full hands-on video showcasing all of the features of Apple News Plus audio at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses, a powerful writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Learn more and get 3 months for free at ulysses.app/9to5Mac. Anyone who writes a lot will be right at home in Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience combined with effective document management, fast syncing, and flexible export options. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any size and kind with built-in organization features including nested groups, keywords, filters, and much more. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily scripts in Ulysses, and the app keeps getting better with every new update. For 9to5 Mac daily listeners, new customers can use Ulysses for free for 3 months by visiting ulysses.app/9to5Mac or using the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Ulysses for supporting 9to5 Mac daily and being my writing app of choice. Apple Music is joining in a music industry-wide Blackout Tuesday campaign to raise awareness for Black Lives Matter. Apple Music has canceled its usual Beats 1 radio schedule and is instead directing all iOS and macOS users to a single streaming station that celebrates the best in black music. And furthermore, as far as Apple Music is concerned, the service's For You and Radio tabs have been stripped back to focus on a playlist called For Us, By Us, featuring black artists. Some users are even seeing a full screen takeover and a Listen Together button, but you can access your usual music library and search the Apple Music catalog as normal. The radio stream is also periodically interjected with a voiceover that calls on users to speak and act against racism. And finally, the show must be paused is an initiative being adopted across the music industry, including on Apple Music. For example, many labels are not releasing new music this week and instead donating and raising awareness for Black communities. To get a look at all of these efforts on Apple Music yourself, simply head to the music app on any of your iOS or macOS devices. Rounding out today, a new report says that the upcoming release of iOS 14 will support all of the same iPhone and iPod Touch devices as iOS 13. Assuming the report is accurate, this means that Apple will not be leaving any devices out for this year's big iOS software update. With full device compatibility seemingly in the cards, this would mean that Apple would continue to support the iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus for another year, which were first released in 2015. But the report does say that iOS 14 will be the end of the road for both the 6S and the original iPhone SE. Apple will announce iOS 14 as part of its WWDC announcements. This year, WWDC starts on June 22nd and is an online-only event because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.